This is Randall Harp of Active Christian Media with today's devotion. 2 Shemuel chapters 15 through 18 chronicle another bloody transfer of political power, albeit brief, the kind of transition that occurs when people place their faith in men instead of in God. In chapter 15, we read that David's son, Abishalom, whose name means "my father is peace," actively sought to endear himself to the people of Israel. His self-directed political campaign included instructions to his followers to blow the shofar and to announce his reign. Upon learning of Abishalom's favor with the multitudes, King David left Jerusalem with his loyal subjects, saying, "Rise up and we will flee, for we have no escape from the face of Abishalom. Hurry to leave, that he not overtake us and bring evil down on us, and strike the city with the mouth of the sword." When David passed over the Mount of Olives and came to Bahurim, a man from the family of Shaul came out cursing and throwing rocks at David. One of David's soldiers sought permission to take off the man's head, but David responded, "Leave him alone and let him curse, for the Lord has spoken to him. It may be the Lord will look on my affliction, and the Lord will return good to me for his cursing this day." In chapter 17, we read that when Abishalom did not take the advice of his chief advisor, Ahithophel, that Ahithophel went home and hanged himself. So much was his own worth tied to his favorable position with Abishalom, that merely having someone else's advice taken above his own drove him to suicide. In the end, the advice that Abishalom did take appealed most to his ego, and it cost him his life, and the kingdom was restored to David. Abishalom and his accomplices were all about making a name for themselves, and left a wake of devastation in their path. David sought the welfare of his people, and was willing to accept cursing, recognizing that, on some level, he deserved it, and he recognized God's nature to return good for evil, and placed his hope there. You may or may not be vying for political office, but we should be careful about whose favor and adoration that we seek, and how we do so. Yeshua said, "Whoever will exalt himself shall be humbled, and whoever will humble himself shall be exalted." 1 Peter 5:6 admonishes you to be humbled under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in time. If you lift yourself up, you can easily be taken down and leave no legacy. When God raises you up, it is for an eternal purpose. Let us humble ourselves and wait on him. Now, go honor your king.